But just a beautiful next few days in front of us, okay? All right, it's 8:35 right now at the point, which means it's a Tuesday morning. It's 8:35. It's time for our positive points on aging. And with that, we want to welcome back to the studio our dear friend, Marcia Clayman from Oakleaf Village in Lexington, to hang out with us here on a Tuesday. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm loving the fall weather.
Oh, it's my favorite time of year. There's not even a close second.
I know.
I love it. I love the leaves starting to change colors, and that's beautiful. I love football. I love the fair about to get started. but again, the biggest thing is just the temperatures and the weather. I'm so glad we got our storm last Friday. We got that out of the way. Thank goodness, not too much damage in the Midlands and no fatalities at all in South Carolina from the storm. So we're very blessed about that. I know some people did have some damage, but we could fix damage. That's what insurance is for. But the good news is nobody got hurt and nobody got killed with the storm here in South Carolina. Thank God for that. And I'm also happy to see you because this is a big week.
You're going to be sick of me by the end of this week.
Well, one, I never get sick of you because you're a great person. But also, you are doing wonderful things. And today we're going to talk about a challenging situation that so many people in this country are going through, and maybe one of the fastest rising issues that Americans are facing because of the age of our country and the fact that our largest segment of our country population growth is with baby boomers. And with that is going to come Alzheimer's, and it is a very challenging situation. We do have light at the end of the tunnel in the fact that there are wonderful organizations that are doing great things to try and figure out more about this, learn more about it. And this weekend, we're going to talk about the walk, which is this weekend. So looking forward to that over at Sagra Park. We're going to talk all about all that over the course of the next 23 minutes. But let's get started first just on the fact that what we're dealing with, what we're up against here when it comes to Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I put together some quick facts because you know me and numbers. I love numbers. Sure. I don't know why I wasn't a statistician because I just love this stuff. But anyway, there's three of us in this room, this studio right now. Raise your hands if you've had a family member with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
All three of us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're all affected by it.
Yes.
We might not have it. I'm probably more likely to get it in the future because of my hereditary. But the thing is that three of us in the room have been affected by Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And everybody's different with Alzheimer's. You know, like Karen says over and over, you've seen one person with Alzheimer's, you've seen just one person because there's so much difference between our cultures and our genetic makeup.
Sure.
How we were raised, things like that. But I'm going to throw some numbers out. And I'm doing that, and I'm not doing it. I really am trying to get some fear going in you because I think that's the only way people really will respond if you give them some hard, cold facts that makes them think about, ooh, what about me? So 1 in 3 seniors will die with Alzheimer's or another dementia. It will kill more people than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. In 2020, I hate to use the word COVID, but it had an effect on us. It contributed to a 17% increase in Alzheimer's and dementia deaths. By this year, the end of this year, it's going to cost our nation $321 billion.
That's B as in boy.
Billion.
Yes.
And the other sad part about it and how it affects us all, which includes you, Kevin, because, taking care of your cousin.
Sure.
More than 11 million Americans will provide unpaid care for people with Alzheimer's or other dementias. And why is that such a harsh fact?
Well, I mean, look who's paying for it.
Who's paying for it, but look what it's doing to your health also.
It has an impact on all of us when we have to take care of somebody else that's going through it. The caregivers have a lot of trauma also, and not just the people that are receiving the care, but the caregivers go through an awful lot emotionally, and it takes its toll on everybody. It's a very challenging situation for a family to go through that, especially, I think, early on and then late. The interim middle part is you've come to accept what it is. It is, you deal with it the best you can. But the worst part, I think, is the beginning. And then, of course, the end is obviously very challenging because the end is so sad when someone doesn't even know you anymore and things like that. But yeah, when it's diagnosed early on and you're seeing the signs of it, and all of a sudden you have to watch someone you love start to mentally deteriorate.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's ugly. It's just ugly, well, and it's just a very, very dignity robbing disease.
Well, and I'm not trying to say that other diseases and diagnoses are not to be taken seriously.
Of course, that's not
however,
all I was saying.
I will tell you this. My mom, who had Alzheimer's for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
she had cancer during those 10 years, and she went through chemo. She went through it wonderfully. The doctors were amazed at how well she responded to it, and it's because she understood. I mean, she understood from an early time that there was something wrong with her.
Right.
And she worked very hard trying to keep her brain stimulated. But the thing is that it was easier for them to treat the cancer than it is to treat Alzheimer's.
That's remarkable to me.
Because with cancer, there's a hope for cure, and we know that there's cures out there now.
Sure,
we're
sure.
seeing it every day.
Yeah.
With Alzheimer's, we don't have that cure yet.
Not even close at this point, unfortunately. And we've made some advancements when it comes to medicines and slowing down certain things, but we still haven't figured out how to stop it.
Yeah, a med was announced the other day, and I'm sorry I didn't get the information on it, but it's a new med that's come out, and they're seeing some great results from it, but not as in the cure yet, but as in slowing it down even more.
Right.
So that your lifestyle cannot be so tragically changed.
Right.
Like,
you know what's fascinating about those discoveries? This is totally an aside from what we talk about. Is sometimes they do a discovery and you're like, how did you were washing the windows on your car when all of a sudden this idea of let's try goat this and windshield wiper wash. I mean, I don't know how they get some of the stuff they get. And then the other question is there a guy who went to school, got a degree, just so they could come up with the stupid names for all the meds that are out there?
No.
You know, how do they come up with the names for all this stuff that we see on TV, billions of dollars of advertising spent, where you spend 10 seconds telling us about a product and 45 seconds telling us about everything that's bad about the product, what it could cause? But anyway, that's my little pet
peeve.
Well,
and I will tell you, if you ever look at the list of dementia, different types of dementias,
yes.
Wow, those names, you know, like Louis Body, and you're like...
That's what I'm saying. Who comes up with this stuff?
And Jacob... Something like that, but there are some interesting names.
Strange names
for that.
Of course,
Alzheimer's was named after a doctor,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
but
yep.
The other ones, like the Louis Body, I visualize bodies floating around.
I don't know how to get that or the name of the meds to treat these people with. But they make it sound like, we're going to treat you with so-and-so, so-and-so. And I'm like, where do you even come up with that name? You got too many consonants in a row. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're going to get back to facts. The number of Americans living with Alzheimer's is growing. Right now, there are more than 6 million Americans that have Alzheimer's. Now, to break it down, we're getting close to the 100,000 mark here in South Carolina,
right.
And we're a small state.
Right.
So I always tell people to visualize William Bryce Stadium. Visualize it as every seat being full, every inch of space, someone is occupying it, including the field,
sure.
And you might get to 100, close to 100,000.
Sure.
That's how many people in the state of South Carolina, here's the important words, have been diagnosed. That
right.
doesn't mean the ones that have not been diagnosed
right.
yet. So 73% of those with dementia, Alzheimer's, are 75 or older. Two-thirds of Americans with Alzheimer's are women. Older Black Americans are about as twice as likely to have Alzheimer's or other dementias as older whites.
Mm.
And then, now older Hispanics are 1.5 times as likely to have Alzheimer's or dementias as older whites. So it doesn't discriminate. And well, it does affect us in a way, especially when I see that one about women. And it's true. You know, you take my Alzheimer's memory care community of 24, and I've got only 5 men out of... the 24.
That's pretty pronounced. We're coming back with the positive points on aging on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. there could be some relief coming for people tired of having a mess of different chargers for all their devices. Now that European lawmakers approved a new law that would require electronic devices to use a common charger. It would affect companies like Apple and others that don't currently have USB Type-C. Gas prices on the rise again, with at least three refineries down unexpectedly.
In Nevada, Arizona, and Washington, the price of a gallon of gas is up between about 35 and 45 cents in the last week. In Oregon and Alaska, it's increased about 50 cents.
Fox's Grady Trimble. And the Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether social media platforms can be held liable for terrorist propaganda uploaded by users. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
On 9/11, 2,977 people were killed in the worst terrorist attacks of their kind on American soil. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's heroes and their families ever since. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.
I'm already a big fan of Medicare Blueprint. Tim and his team saved me several thousand dollars. They took a look at my health insurance. They helped me get the best possible plan. But not long ago, I reached out when we had a crisis. The big bad insurance company out of nowhere just canceled mom's medicine for her multiple sclerosis. No warning, 30 years, same med, and just like that, gone. Here's the good news. Medicare Blueprint doesn't work for the insurance companies. They work for you. They're local. Imagine me trying to get this fixed, calling some national toll-free number. Outsourced operators never talk to the same person twice. Medicare Blueprint went to work, helped me get mom's meds back, and how's this? Even less expensively than we were paying before. Incredible customer service and local. What a great formula. Oh, and it cost me nothing for their services. Nothing. Whether you're on Medicare or not, my mom is, I'm not. Medicare Blueprint helped both of us. Online, it's MedicareBlueprint.com or call them 708-7398. That's 708-7398.
Attention listeners, con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, but the AARP Fraud Watch Network is here to help you protect yourself and your family. We give you the tools you need to spot and avoid scams. So listen for the AARP Fraud Watch Network alerts, use our scam tracking map to see the latest scams, and sign up for prevention tips and alerts from law enforcement. To learn how to outsmart con artists before they strike, visit AARP.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
How many loads of laundry do you do? Does your dryer require more than one cycle to get your clothes dry? Dryer Vent Wizard of Lexington can help, saving you energy and dollars, longer lasting clothes, and less stress on your appliance. Dryer Vent Wizard does repairs and cleanings. When was the last time you had your dryer vent cleaned? I bet never. Dryer Vent Wizard will get you full efficiency from your dryer to the outside vent, making your home safer and your power bill lighter. Online, it's LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call 693-5357.
Hi, this is Chad Jordan with the Palmetto Real Estate Pros. Hope you're listening every Friday. I wanted to let you know about an upcoming workshop we're having. If you've ever thought about getting into real estate, we have great news. We would like you to join the pros for a full-day workshop. Learn how to get into real estate with $1, with no credit, with no prior experience. All you need to do is call us at 803-939-8562 or go to our website, palmettorealestatepros.com.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Sick and tired of the daily roller coaster, better known as the stock market, getting slammed these last few months, are you? Well, think about TheStockAlternative.com. You want to invest, but the market is just too volatile. Call Matt at TheStockAlternative.com, 803-681-0528. I mean, inflation is ugly. Stock markets have not performed. Time for an alternative. Time for TheStockAlternative.com. Matt's local. He's a great guy. Call him, 681-0528, or visit www.TheStockAlternative.com.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina. clearing accidents on I-20 eastbound, mile marker 58 at Highway 1. Also on I-20 west at the 80, closer to Clemson Road. Slow on Assembly, that one's at Elmwood Street. Bluff Road at I-77. Tree is down blocking Percival at Alpine Road. Craft and Draft at 2706 Divine Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday with 12 rotating taps and specials. Create a six-pack or get a game day growler. Craft and Draft, we're here for the beer. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on The Point.
Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
8:51 on The Point. It is our Positive Points on Aging. Our guest is the wonderful and talented Marcia Clayman from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We appreciate Oakleaf being the sponsor of the Positive Points on Aging, as they're good folks over there. And Marcia and Karen do a beautiful job over at Oakleaf Village of representing them. But you know, we're talking about something, and we're going to lead into the walk this weekend. But Marcia's been giving us the facts on what is unfortunately something that continues to go in the wrong direction, which is the growth, the numbers of people being diagnosed and having to deal with Alzheimer's. It's just an ugly, ugly, debilitating, and dignity-robbing disease, and it's very challenging on families. As many diseases are, as you noted, it's not just we're not singling out Alzheimer's in terms of being, you know, families, no pain. But Marcia, it is something that is so hard, and I say this from the experience of seeing it with Cousin Bobby, it is so hard because there's no way to prepare for it. There's no way.
I mean, no, there's not. But let me tell you one more thing, and I'll try to flip it into something more positive.
Sure.
This really got me, and I understand it more now because working in senior care, when people come in and tell me that it's taken 6 to 9 months to get a diagnosis, okay?
Sure.
They know there's something wrong, but here's the facts right here. Half of our primary care physicians do not feel adequately prepared to care for individuals with Alzheimer's and other dementias. They just don't. You know, they'll kind of put it off, and they're pushing it toward neurologists, which
right.
is, yeah, you should be seeing a neurologist. However, it's taking 6 months to a year to get in to see a neurologist.
Right, it is.
So medically, we're not prepared. Only 12% of nurse practitioners have special expertise in that. Less than 1% of registered nurses identify themselves as even being specialized in geriatrics. Only 4% of our social workers have formal certification in geriatric social work.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to understand because this wasn't something where the disease itself, we knew the population of America was going in a certain direction. And we're not prepared for that. We're overwhelmed is a word I would use as a society. Our healthcare professionals have been overwhelmed with this. And you're right. I hate that I have to speak from experience on this, but getting an appointment, my mom is dealing with some dementia, as you know, right now, and just getting in to see a neurologist. And this is something where we weren't even a new patient. Mom's been diagnosed for 30 years with multiple sclerosis. So we've had neurology in our lives for, unfortunately, long, long time. It's still impossible to get an appointment. And
right.
you're like, how much are we missing of critical time that she could have been diagnosed and starting to get some of these meds that would at least be slowing the process? How much are we missing out on that we'll never get back because of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, years ago, there was a doctor that came here from Duke University, and he was awesome, and it was taking people sometimes 6 months, 9 months to get an appointment. He would, and people would say he dragged his feet, and he was trying to be so careful. This guy had been research at Duke University,
right.
So yeah, he was taking it slow and steady. But the thing is that sometimes it would take him a long time to make a diagnosis, and that's someone that specializes
right.
in it. So I don't, you know, the fear of giving a bad diagnosis, I guess, is what really scares people because maybe it is something else. You know, But I will tell you one thing, that people that have Alzheimer's are going to be twice as many times in the hospital as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to develop other chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, and kidney disease. And someone that's already got dementia, Alzheimer's and dementia, imagine having those chronic issues and trying to tell someone when they need help.
It's, again, unless you've had someone in your family that you've had direct contact with, I think the communication becomes one of the biggest challenges because they just can't put the sentences, the words together. They can't explain what's bothering them, things like that. And it's so much of a struggle, Marcia, watching someone to struggle for his or her words when you don't want to interrupt them. You don't want to, even if you have, you want to try to help them to get to the end point, but you want to also let them use their brain to keep working through it, because the more they use their brain, the better it's going to be for them. The more they're fighting it off with brain activity. And it's just, you know, it's so hard to find the right balance. It really is.
It is. And then you're looking at those that are early onset that are in their 40s and 50s. And I talked to a lady yesterday from Texas. Her husband is 60. And
real. It's very real.
And they're moving. They're picking up and they're moving everything because they need family support to deal with this. So they're moving to South Carolina.
Well, speaking of support.
Yes.
Let's talk about Saturday.
Let's talk the walk.
This is the positive part.
The walk. The walk to end Alzheimer's is this Saturday at Segra Park. It's going to be a beautiful day. The weather's
gorgeous.
Going to be great for us.
Perfect.
The actual program in which you will see Mr. Kevin Cohen on stage will be at 9:45. And we're going to recognize some people that will be there to represent the flowers that we have. We have five different flowers.
Right.
And we'll have people there. I'm hoping my queen lady will be there. Missy, I hope she'll be there. Missy has early onset Alzheimer's, and she is the one, she motivates me every day when I read her post, and I get feedback from her because she's really taught me so much already, more than probably sometimes 25 years of just knowing someone personally that's dealing with it at an early age. So I hope Missy's going to be out there to help us. But the walk is just a great time to see other people. Most of the people that are walking still have someone that has Alzheimer's, and I have to say this is something I will beat this dead horse until my death, is that people that have lost someone to Alzheimer's should not stop supporting and trying to raise awareness.
The ultimate pay it forward.
Well, the thing is, Kev, is that, you know, it's an expensive disease, and people spend a lot of money and time, and it disrupts their lifestyle. And it's kind of like what I see in assisted living, is that once their loved one passes, it's kind of like, that's it, I'm done. I've done, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Where they need to realize that it's in your family now.
Right.
It might not affect you, but it might affect your grandchild. Or, why stop? Why stop the fight when we've got to keep moving forward?
Yeah. I can understand if you want to take a break, because it's been hard on you and you need to take a step away from it, but then come back and try to help the next family that just got diagnosed, because you can lend so much support, both emotionally and through your experience, on how you can help somebody to maybe miss some of the pits that they're going to endure and that they're going to encounter. So let's talk about the specifics if people want to still be part of the walk on Saturday.
You can go online and register. Just go to alz.org/walk. And it'll ask for locations, and you'll just put Columbia in there, or excuse me, and you can find a team, or you can find a walker. If you want to walk with my team, just go to Marcia Clayman as a team walker, and it will bring you to my site, and you can plug, you can sign in there. Those that raise $100 will get a free T-shirt. We just want people to come out and be a part of this support to raise awareness and raise funds, because we've got to find a cure for this disease.
If you need more information on this or anything we've talked about, you can reach Marcia at Oakleaf Village.
803-808-3477, Oakleaf Village, Lexington.com.
Perfect.
Please come out and see us at the walk on Saturday.
Segra Park will be there Saturday. In the meantime, I invite you to stick around for Your Way Home with Erica and John. That's coming up. And then Gene Garris later this afternoon. For Brian, for Marcia, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev. WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. North Korea ratchets up the tension by launching a missile into the Pacific off Japan, prompting additional U.S. South Korean military drills.
The launch is the most provocative weapons demonstration by the North this year, as it ramps up missile tests to build a full-fledged nuclear arsenal. Experts say the test threatens U.S. allies and the American homeland with the goal of wresting outside concessions. This missile's estimated 2,800-mile flight is the longest by any North Korean missile, though the North has previously launched other potentially longer-range weapons at